All right, I believe this is my friend Robert Redford on line one. Hi, Robert.
Hi, I'm going to be quick. This is a chance for me to, this is a compliment for David Brooks. David, I so long wanted to contact you, and I suddenly realized this is probably the best and only way I can do it. But I wanted to compliment you because I think, like a lot of people, so completely delirious with how sad it is that the two parties can't speak to each other. And I thought, what it so desperately needs an exchange of ideas that used to be like the old days. And I've read you consistently, and I've admired your willingness to have such an open mind. I thought, boy, do we miss that voice from the other side. How great it would be for our country to have an exchange of ideas rather than a shutoff on the one side. And I just wanted to take this moment to compliment you and say how grateful I was for that.
Well, I'm deeply gratified and honored that you would call in, and I can think of a million different ways you could contact me aside from this one. But no, I really thank you for saying that. And, you know, I think one of the things that if you write a column and if you do anything where you're going to fail a bunch of times, you become aware of your own limitations. And I think one of the basis of conversation across party line or across philosophical line is an awareness of one's own weakness and one's own stupidity some of the time, and that you need the conversation to correct for your own mistakes. You need the conversation to correct for the weaknesses in your own ideas. And part of the problem we have is that we have a culture of egotism in some place, especially in politics.
Certainly President Obama came in with that kind of spirit to a great degree,
right,
didn't he? I mean, when he sat down with the police chief and with Henry Louis Gates, that was what that was all about.
I think so. But, you know, he's within a system. And one of the things I would fault the president, there's a guy named Paul Ryan, who's the budget chairman in the House from Wisconsin.
Guy, yeah.
And they'd love to, if they ever sat down and had lunch, they'd have a really good conversation. But Obama's never called them to have lunch, and they've never had a conversation.
I think that's really sad. And I think the open exchange of ideas and the ability to not appear shut off is so valuable to this country, and it did used to happen, and I've seen it go away over the years, and your voice has been such a almost like a voice in the wilderness for that exchange of ideas, and I just think it's great, and I wish there were more people like you.
Well, I'm deeply appreciative of that.
Thank you for the call, Robert.
Anyway, I'm getting off.
Did you want to say something, though, before you say goodbye about Elizabeth Taylor? We spoke about her. Did you work with her?
No, I didn't work with her, and I think the media will do its thing about her. I think she's had quite a life. That's about all I can say.
Well, I'm glad you called. Thank you. Good to hear from
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.